share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Last year, it was announced that the wife of Shah Alam MP Khalid Abdul Samad, Dr. Zaydan Abu Bakar, had obtained permission from the Syria High Court to file a defense and counterclaim against the polygamy application of her husband. Following the permission, the Syria High Court had set the 20th of December for re-mention of the case. In a decision today, the Syria High Court stated that he would be allowed to take a second wife on the condition that he agrees to hand over the bungalow in which he presently resides with Zaydan, as well as a penthouse in Shah Alam, among others. Her lawyer, Nurfarhana Abid Manif, told Utusan that Judge Abdul Halim Abdullah had allowed Khalid's application. Khalid, as the plaintiff, agreed to transfer to her name the bungalow house in which they currently reside, as well as a penthouse in Shah Alam. She mentioned that Khalid had also agreed to give Zaydan the Proton X70 car, presently being used, and an additional credit card allowance. The agreement also records the alimony to be given to his future wife, she added. Nurfarhana said that the transfer of assets to Zaydan's name would be done as soon as the higher purchase and installment payments are made. When contacted by Utusan, Khalid refused to comment on the court decision, saying it was a personal issue that should not be blown up. I am only following the rules. My suggestion is, anything that has to do with the law must follow the rules. Netizens agree with court's decision. As the news broke out on social media, Malaysians expressed their support over the decision. Many were happy to see that the first wife's requests were being granted. One netizen commented, "Salute. This is what the first wife deserves." Ladies, this is how it's done. Some users say that this should be looked at as an example. Malaysians also took to Twitter to say that this should be taken as an example for anyone who is even thinking of practicing polygamy. If you can't afford to give all these to your first wife, don't even think of being naughty, said a user. Isn't this how polygamy in Islam works? Have to be fair and respectful to the first wife. If you don't have money, don't even think of getting married again, commented another user. Do you agree with the court's decision? Let us know in the comments. Also read, "Save me from arranged marriage, man creates his own website and puts himself on billboard to find a wife." Source: The Sun Daily Source, Facebook Source, Twitter Source, Twitter Source, Twitter Source, Twitter Source, Twitter Source, Twitter Source, Twitter. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.